there's not a driver in the Cup garage who wouldn't love to run in this race.
720 WGN on the road with Dan, live here at the Rolex 24 at Daytona with one of the kind of superstar members of the NBC broadcast team, the one and only Dale Earnhardt Jr. Dale, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
It's great to have you here, and one of the things that I think we've seen as you've gotten more comfortable and into and excelling at the broadcast side of it is NBC getting more, you know, kind of all levels of motorsports, whether you guys tackling, you know, the Indy 500, some of these iconic races, you know, people put on their resume, and of course all of the stuff that they're doing with IMSA as well. So talk a little bit about that, if you could. It's just like getting into all of these different disciplines. You have experience on the racing side. You've been in this race, but to be able to share it with the fans.
Yeah, it's been interesting to, you know, I signed up to work with NBC with a sole focus on doing the NASCAR events. I had no idea at that time what NBC had in store for me and had planned for me. And over the last couple of years, we've ended up at a lot of different events working. It's been amazing to go to Indy, the Kentucky Derby, and witness both of those events for the first time in the manner that I did. I really got an incredible experience, unique, one-of-a-kind experience to see both of those events. They're amazing events to see and witness, and from my perspective on those broadcasts, it was a lot of fun. And we'll see, you know, what the second time around's like. I don't know exactly how you repeat that same sort of fish out of water, or I don't know that you can do that same thing again. I don't know if I'll go back to those events to be that new guy again, you know. But at the same time, I won't be the pro or the expert either. You know, there'll be some middle ground somewhere, and we'll figure out what that is. But, they've showed interest in sending us back to those events to work, going to the Summer Olympics in Japan, and yes. We'll see what they have in store. We always sort of get those details late as we get closer to those events, and we'll find out, I guess, when everyone else finds out.
I think that's one of the things that people enjoy, is we can kind of experience some of these things that we all see along with you. Like when you're at the Olympics, you know, even as a sports icon, right? This is a whole nother world of sports. When it comes to this race and the 24, during the press conference, you mentioned, you know, the simulators and things that are different now. Of course, it's a road course. You know, Kyle Busch is here. And this is a unique race where it really does pull in drivers. You've got Formula One drivers, Indy drivers, NASCAR drivers. You've got everybody from different disciplines. With NBC kind of raising the awareness of it and having you and the NASCAR broadcast team here kind of sharing it, do you think you're going to see more NASCAR drivers, like, with an interest in this, feeling more familiar, comfortable, and getting involved?
Well, it's been pretty much the same throughout the decades. You know, you've had drivers come and go, and Cup drivers come in and out of this race, and I think that I don't know if it'll increase, decrease. I think it's just always going to be this race that everybody pretty, you know, there's not a driver in the Cup garage who wouldn't love to run in this race. And there's a lot of hurdles to get that opportunity, or for that opportunity to present itself. It isn't as easy as just walking up into the garage and asking a team to take you on, but a lot of details have to work out. You have manufacturers to please, you have relationships and sponsorships, and those present a lot of conflicts and roadblocks. And if you want to run it, you'll figure out how to make that happen for you, and that may be in your driving career in the Cup side, or maybe after you retire, or it may never happen, you know. And, you know, so I think you'll just consistently see drivers come and go from the Cup side that have interest in this. And you obviously see a lot more IndyCar guys come over here. The disciplines are more similar. Most of our stock car guys aren't prevalent on road courses. And definitely when I came here, Dad came here, we weren't the fastest guy on our team or in the field. And I think a lot of drivers in the Cup side know that, you know that they would come here at a disadvantage or at a handicap in speed. And you just kind of have to accept that you're not going to be that top guy on the team. You're going to be like number three, number four. And you're just here for the experience and hopefully a successful day. And it's it's something that all the Cup guys or all the guys in that drive stock cars in the top three series of NASCAR would love to do. It just has to work out like anything else, and there's a lot of dominoes that have to fall into place for that to happen. And fortunately for a guy like Kyle Busch this year, he's been able to do it. Winning that championship gave him a lot of leverage, and you know, the successful driver that he is, he's able to have some leverage to make it work, and an opportunity presented itself, and he put it together. So be interesting to see who's next, and I'm sure we'll continue to see this sort of, you know, sprinkle of Cup guys throughout the next several years come and go.
It's exciting to have you guys here, NBC, shining kind of a brighter light on what is, you know, an amazing series, and to be able to basically share it with America. Thanks, Dale Jr. I appreciate you jumping on the show.
It's a pleasure, man. Thanks for asking me to come on.